you here tonight as well. We're going to be here until at least 9 o'clock. Something tells me with the number of coaches that we have on hand already, we may go a little bit past 9 o'clock tonight. But, Sean, that's not a bad thing. It's wing night, right?
Yeah. And we're talking wrestling. That's, you know, I could go till midnight.
I don't know if I want to go that way. You said you've been up since 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, but I'm re-energized now. I'm talking wrestling.
All right, let's talk Firelands Wrestling. Heck, I've been doing the intros. You want to do the intro?
Yeah, obviously, Josh Walbaum here, first-year coach at Firelands, but he obviously has been around the program for a long time. He was actually competing there when I first started covering wrestling, or when I took over for Judy Asp. I'm an immediate fan because he's a military guy. I was a military guy. He enlisted in the U.S. Coast Guard, wrestled for the All-Navy team. Wrestled at two universities, right? Tiffin University,
right, yeah.
And Kent State. Really great wrestling background. So and I'll let you talk about what you have been doing since the last time I saw you, which was as a teenager on the mats.
Yeah, so first of all, it's good to be here. Glad to talk to you guys. So high school was rough for me. I had about one full season of competition. I caught the injury bug real bad. Knee surgeries, broken arms, and stuff like that. But my senior year, you know, I really kind of hit my stride a little bit and determined that after that point I need to continue with wrestling. I had a lot of people encouraging me to do that, and that was really cool. So, I went to Kent State. I walked on at that team, and I did pretty well. Didn't start while I was there, but did well enough to stay on the team. And then caught another injury and ended up having to take a year off, and then wound up at Tiffin, where I did start on their first season at Division II. I enlisted in the Coast Guard, like you said, and then somehow or another found my way on the All-Navy wrestling team, which was probably, honestly, like one of my greatest, or one of my proudest moments, just because of the work that I had to put on to like get on that team. I didn't even know there was one. I didn't know there was one, you know, and nor did I know that while being in the Coast Guard, you could be on the All-Navy team. They just kind of fell into place. You know, I won my wrestle-offs to get there. Spent two seasons up at the Greco-Roman Olympic Training Center in Marquette, Michigan. Met a lot of great people, competed all over the place. I mean, it was awesome. So,
well, you were nationally ranked in Greco wrestling
at one point. Yeah, I was. It was in the top 15. Yeah.
And we're always here to kind of inform. Can you kind of tell the general listener the difference between freestyle and folk style and Greco?
Well. Yeah. So freestyle and folk style are a lot alike, in the sense that you can attack the legs. Freestyle is more of a fast-paced scoring style of wrestling. You can lock your hands around the waist in the bottom position, and just getting back exposure, no matter how long it may be, is going to score you points. So, you know, whereas in folk style, you got to hold a guy, you know, on his back for more than just a second to get points. And in freestyle and in Greco, just getting the guy's back exposed to the mat is going to get you points. Now, where Greco's kind of steps apart from everybody else is that you can't attack the legs. You cannot touch the legs at any point during the match.
Wow.
So it's kind of like judo. A lot of people would describe it as judo. I never thought I'd ever see myself wrestling Greco-Roman. If you'd have asked me when I was in high school, I said, no way. I was a 119, 125-pound kid, you know, at 5'10", 5'11". So I was real thin, no upper body strength, anything like that at that point. At least I didn't think so. And I just kind of found my niche in Greco because of the Navy. So it just kind of happened, but yeah, I don't know.
Wow. That's some resume.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
So how does it feel to be a head wrestling coach?
It feels great. I mean, I never really thought about it until this year, until different people tried telling me, like, you know, I should coach. I was coaching at a freestyle and Greco club in Medina, and, you know, I was helping some guys out there. And they seemed to like me a lot, and I enjoyed, you know, teaching guys different things. And one thing just kind of led to another. Firelands came up, which was crazy because, you know, I went there. And, you know, things just kind of fell into place. And I think that it's going real well so far. And I have a passion for, you know, getting these guys out there early in the season before real wrestling starts, you know, and working out hard and, you know, getting their bodies right for the season. So, I mean, it's kind of a... It's hard to describe the feeling so far because, you know, the season hasn't even started, but it's it's been fun, you know, and I've been impressed with what I've seen so far.
Well, who have you seen and what have you seen? Who are going to be some key guys for Firelands this winter?
Well, I mean, the better question would be, who haven't I seen? I mean, the turnout's been great, and that's what's been the most encouraging thing so far, is that the, like, over the last 4 weeks, I took something that I did while I was in college at Kent and at Tiffin, and a month before the season started, we started, what, you know, like a boot camp. And it's just all conditioning and stuff. And I've got like 10, 12 guys showing up every time, and I've kind of, you know, been working them real hard, like doing stuff I did at Kent or in the Navy even, and nobody's quit on me. But as far as nobody's quit on me yet, you know, they keep moving. So, so returners that, you know, notable returners, you know, I got Peyton Bergdorf, who, of course, everybody knows. I mean, he's awesome. He took fourth in state last year as a freshman. Connor Ekman at 113. He was a 2015 and 2016 district qualifier. I believe he was one match away from state in 2016, and he's solid, man. I don't really know what went down with him last year in terms of, you know, getting to districts or anything, but this year he's shown up and he's been awesome. I got Colin Ransom. He'll be at 145, 152. I'm trying to get him to go down to 45. He qualified for districts last year, and the dude's in great shape. I mean, he's awesome. He's in awesome shape, and he's ready to rock. And Sean Lipscomb at 285, who qualified for districts the last 3 years, is about as solid of a heavyweight as you'll ever see. And he's in great shape, too. And it's just kind of all about, you know, getting them guys polished up for the season, fine-tuning some things. But, you know, those are my returners that I got that, you know, kind of made it past sectionals and stuff. But I got guys like Ben Britton, Ethan Tester, Nathan Thompson, Eric DeFranco. Those guys have all been at preseason conditioning, and they're in awesome shape. I mean, they're as good a shape as Peyton Bergdorf is, and, you know, he's a returning state placer, so that says something to me. I mean, these guys are ready to roll, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, Peyton Bergdorf was the feel-good story last year. Flew under the radar. I mean, he had a good season, a great season, but couldn't get any love from the guys who did the rankings, things like that. Goes into the postseason unranked and just ends up fourth place in the state. So I was really kind of impressed with him. But the nice thing about that was he did it not just with the own pressure of just as an individual wrestler, but with I think about 70 years of history on him. Firelands hadn't had a state placer since Dick Temple took fourth in 1960. And he was the only state placer in Fireland's history. Well, Peyton Bergdorf went down there and matched him in his first year in high school. So he ended a very long drought for Firelands. And now he has 3 years to become the school's first potential state finalist, first, obviously, potential state champion. He's just a workhorse. He's been on the cadet freestyle
yep.
National duels team.
Yep.
I mean, how fun is it to kind of just watch him work and kind of – it's got to be a little invigorating for guys to kind of see what he does.
Yeah, he's incredible. I mean, the work ethic that kid has is like none other I've ever seen. So I came in with a mindset this year where I need to push these dudes as far as I can before the season starts to see what their limits are. And, you know, I've done that, and he's not the only one, but – He really just doesn't seem to have any limits. I keep thinking to myself, like, how am I going to make this dude tired? You know, because he goes out there and just runs and runs. Or if I give him a 45-pound plate and he's, you know, he's a 106-pounder and he runs around the track, like, it's really not even there. He's exciting. I mean, his work ethic is beyond what I've ever seen, like, in a lot of wrestlers. I mean, you know, and I've been around a lot of good ones, like Dustin Kilgore at Kent. And Danny Mitchiff, Steve Mitchiff, guys like that, you know, that got, you know, really great in high school and in college. And Peyton's right up there with those guys, you know. And around Steber, I've been around Logan and his brother, you know, back when we were all in high school. And Peyton's right up there with him in terms of his work ethic. So that's what's really exciting about him, is that he'll just put into it whatever you tell him to do, 110%. So.
And obviously that work ethic, I'm sure that rubs off on these other guys and these other returnees, just watching him going, man,
yeah,
we better follow
does.
That lead.
It absolutely does. And I like using that in a way to challenge other guys, you know, don't let Peyton beat you. And sure enough, I've got guys out there racing him, you know, and it's awesome. I love it. He kind of sets the bar high for our program, which is great to have. But what's even more impressive about it is that I got a lot of other guys following him. You know what I mean? Doing the same thing he's doing, just putting their time in and grinding hard through these workouts. So it's been great. It's been great.
Sean, final question?
Yeah, I was just going to say, obviously, Peyton, I loved his story last year. Sean Lipscomb, probably still the only wrestler who ever hand wrote me a letter thanking me for an interview I did with him a couple years ago.
He's cool.
Great kid. Yeah. And it's not – it seems like it's a pretty common thing where a program will have two of its best wrestlers. One's at like 106, one's a heavyweight. I see that all the time. It's not strange, believe it or not. But you seem like a hands-on type of coach. You look a little too big for Peyton and a little bit maybe small for Sean. Do you get on there and mix it up with both those kids?
Yeah, I absolutely do. So Peyton runs circles around me. So I have to grab on and hold on tight, which at right now in this stage of my life I can do, thank God. And Sean, I have to do the exact opposite with. I have to run circles around him. I actually hand fought with him yesterday on the track after we got done with one of our hour-long conditioning workouts. And Sean didn't have anybody anywhere close to his weight. I'm like 165 and he's like 250. And I got out there with him and he clubbed me in the backside of the head a few times. I was like, okay. I was like, this isn't going to be fun. But I went with him for a little bit. But yeah, when I was in high school, heavyweights weren't built like that. It's transitioned so much over the past 10 years. He's built like, a defensive end. He's fast. And he's real strong. Like he's awesome. But yeah, I get on the mat with both those guys, and both of them will give me a run for my money here and there with their different strengths. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
cool. Well, hey, it's great to have you here tonight. Congratulations on being named the head coach over at Firelands. And boy, it sounds like you're going to have a pretty exciting campaign.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. The guys have been awesome so far. Couldn't ask for more.
Hey, appreciate you stopping up.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. And when we come back, a lot more wrestling to talk about.